What's up? This is Dr. Mike T. Nelson here, not just another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. This week we've been talking about fasted cardio, and my bias is I believe it's beneficial. We've gone through some of the reasons for that. Today's podcast will be quite short, because another reason that I believe fasted cardio is beneficial is it's super easy. Like, what do you have to worry about eating before you do your cardio? Oh, wait, it's fasted cardio, so I don't have to worry about eating anything at all. Ideally, this would be more done in the morning, right? So we mentioned overnight after a fast, the liver glycogen is lower. Insulin levels are lower. This is pushing your body to use more fats as a fuel source. And it is low to moderate intensity cardio, which also means you don't need an extensive warm-up to do it. For some people, depending upon their athletic level, their VO2 max, aerobic fitness, walking may serve as fasted cardio, right? Or even walk out your door and go for a light run. I have a rower in my garage, which is amazing. I got it like a year and a half ago now, used from the CrossFit Games. And it's been super easy to just walk out the door and do some lighter intensity cardio on the rower first thing in the morning. So initially when I started, I did only 6 minutes or sometimes even 4 minutes, right? My goal was to establish the habit of doing it. And since it was fasted, I did not have to do anything else related to that. It was super easy to just walk out the door and get it done. So the big takeaway here is that I think fasted cardio is easier because there are less reasons why you need to do anything before it. You just go out and do it. You don't have to answer a lot of questions if you're working with clients. You don't need an extensive warm-up. It's low to moderate intensity. Do enough so you obviously don't hurt yourself. But outside of that, there isn't really that much you need to do beforehand. So open your door, go outside, go for a walk, go for a run. If you're using some type of equipment like a rower, get on the rower, maybe start with a very short warm-up, and then you're good to go. Right? So I think another benefit of fasted aerobic training or fasted cardio is there is almost no reasons or excuses you can give yourself beforehand. And I think that makes the execution of getting the exercise done more simple. The reality is when things are more simple, odds of them getting done go up dramatically. So that is literally the podcast today. Easy to do fasted cardio. Again, it's a lower level intensity. You don't need a ton of carbohydrates to pull it off. If you do, probably doing it fasted and taking a lower level performance is going to be a benefit. So this is Dr. Mike T. Nelson. If you want more information on topics like this, check out the Flex Diet, which is just FlexDiet.com. And you can get on the wait list there and we'll tell you when the next one opens up. You'll also be put on the newsletter list, so you can hit reply if you have any questions or anything like that. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And by all means, hit me up there and let me know how your fasted cardio is going and what you're doing for it. So, talk to you soon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?